I'm Matt Bush for WCQS News. North Carolina's controversial House Bill 2 is expected to be repealed tomorrow by the General Assembly. The move comes after the city of Charlotte repealed a non-discrimination ordinance that initially spurred state lawmakers to pass House Bill 2. The law makes transgender people use the bathroom of the gender listed on their birth certificate and not the one with which they currently identify. Tina Madison White is happy, but not quite celebrating the expected end of House Bill 2. The Asheville resident and soon-to-be executive director of the Blue Ridge Pride Center says the law treated her and other transgender people as something less than human.
That law, in theory, required that I had to carry identity papers if I wanted to use a public facility. The idea that a class of people has to carry identity papers is just, it does not have great historic precedent.
But the reason White isn't outright celebrating is that for House Bill 2 to go, the city of Charlotte had to repeal its non-discrimination ordinance, which is similar to what many other large cities have in place across the U.S.
It's not clear whether this is a step forward or a full retreat. It really depends on what will happen next year.
White admits a stalemate in Raleigh on LGBT issues is likely for 2017. Governor-elect Roy Cooper refused to defend House Bill 2 in court in his current role as North Carolina Attorney General, and the Democrat consistently attacked the measure during his successful campaign for governor this year. But Republicans that spearheaded passage of House Bill 2 will still hold majorities in both chambers of the General Assembly big enough to override any veto from the governor. For WCQS News, I'm Matt Bush.